This is the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians 2, 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. It's all for your glory, beloved, which none of the rulers of the age knew. For if they had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. So Jesus was the perfect design that was hidden from the serpent, was hidden from the rulers of this age. So you are in this world, but you are not of this world when you partner with Jesus Christ. But I want you to know that there is a wisdom of this world, and there is a wisdom of God, and His wisdom is hid in a mystery that the kingdom of darkness were not able to discern. But it's for your glory. It's for your glory right now. I repeat, it's for your glory. He fights for you. He defends you on that cross. Every shame you've been through, nailed on that cross. Just focus on Him at this time and know that everything that pertains to your glory is hidden from the kingdom of darkness. They cannot see you. They have no clue. If they knew, they wouldn't have crucified the King of glory. There's this amazing story I always, I'm fascinated about. It was a story that I heard many years ago. A very wealthy man had a party going on, and this poor guy came and hung around the party and was taking in the smells, the aromas from the meals that were prepared. To eat his own little meal, he came to the party with his own little rice with no flavors, nothing. It was just bland. He couldn't afford to make it, very yummy. And when he came to this party, there were just assorted variety of yummy meals, and the aromas were just so over the top. And after he enjoyed this meal, by enjoying the aroma, really, because he wasn't eating that meal, the wicked man who was the one throwing this party took him to court. And he was charged for being at this party and, partaking of the so-called meal. And everybody thought that, this guy was going down. The poor guy was going down. How is he going to compete with this rich man? And it was amazing that this poor man came up with the wisdom to go and lend money. At the time, the money they used were cowries. They had a sound. If you know about cowries, you can just say, okay, there were coins at the time. So, when you throw down a coin, you can hear the sound of a coin or a cowry as it was at the time. So he borrowed money from all these people, these cowries from all these people, and he told them that they shouldn't worry, that he was going to pay them back. He was so sure he was going to pay them back. So the day of the case, the court case came, and the poor man came before the judge. And when he was asked to produce the money that was charged him, he was like, yeah, he came with the money. And the rich man was surprised. Where would he get all this money from? But then he said, however, What I want to say is, when I was at this man's party, I didn't eat any of his food. I came with my bland rice, but I only partook of the man's aromas. I was using his aromas to eat my bland meal. I never ate anything from his table. And that changed the whole court case. He's like, okay. The judge was, so what is your point really? He said, because I took his aromas and because I'm charged to bring this amount of money, which I have here in this bag. And then he said something profound. He said, I'm gonna hit this, if you would permit me, I'll hit this bag on the floor. He hit the bag on the floor. And there's so much noise. Can you imagine hitting a bag of so many cowries or so many coins? It was so loud. And he asked the rich man, he said, can you hear it? The man was like, yes, what's your point? The man was like, that proves my point. Just like I perceived the aroma of your meals and ate from the aromas without eating your meal. The charge that has been placed upon me, which I have presented to you today, I can't give it to you. I can't hand this over to you because I didn't take your meal. However, you have heard the sound just like I took of your aroma. You have taken the sound of this cowries, and that is payment enough. It was so amazing. The jury, everyone just stood up, and there was such an applause. The wisdom with which this guy produced was so amazing that now the judge had to charge the rich man the same amount that he had told the poor man to pay the rich man. And so the poor man was so wealthy now. He returned all the monies he had borrowed. And then he also got money from the rich man, and he won his case. So when the enemy comes at you with the wisdom of the world to make you pay for the things you have done in the days of ignorance, the all-wise Father comes with his unique plan, the wisdom that is hidden in a mystery, and presents it before the world, presents it before you. You are walking in a wisdom that is far beyond your understanding. And what that wisdom does for you is that it pays your debts. Jesus paid the debt you owed. Jesus paid the debt you owed, and then he restored you to who you were in the Father from the beginning, when they made you in their image. There's restoration for you. So whereas you were doomed to death, whereas you received a penalty that could have destroyed your life, whereas the penalty you received was death and destruction, the wisdom of God provides a way of escape for you. The wisdom of God has delivered you from sin and the grave. You are now partnering with God into life. This is the mystery of the cross. And now, just like that poor man, you are being glorified. The poor man was glorified. He had so much wealth afterwards. It's a love like this the world has never known. And the more you draw into the Father, the more you see this wisdom revealed through Jesus Christ. Just take time and soak in the wisdom of the Father. Soak in the glory that He has revealed you in. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but it is earthly and sensual and demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. I want you to see that this is the root of all the actions the enemy has been using against you. He was cast out from heaven because of his self-seeking attitude, because of his envy of wanting to be God. And then when God made you in his image, he was envious of you. He began to seek for a way to take your image, to take your dominion, to take your authority from you. And then he came to Eve and lied to her. How many of you are being lied to today? How many of you are walking in the wisdom of the world that is filled with envy and self-seeking? I'm telling you, every evil thing lies within the wisdom of the world. With envy comes self-seeking and all manner of evil. You don't want to be caught up in the wisdom of the enemy. You want to be caught up in the wisdom of God that delivers you. The plan that saves you, the plan that redeems you, the plan that rescues you and brings you into glory. Let this plan be enough for you today. Be delivered. Be delivered from all the evil things that lie within the wisdom of darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just release the healing power of God upon your life, your mind, your thoughts, your choices, that you be restored to the wisdom of the Father, that you be restored to the plan of the Godhead when they chose to make you in their likeness, and that you would turn away from the lies of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will accept and you will walk in the hidden mystery revealed in the wisdom displayed at the cross, where an exchange was made for you. Receive this truth and walk into liberty. Receive the wisdom of God. Live free, live victorious, live glorious. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Amen. We are delighted to see you thrive as a spirit being, worshiping God in spirit and truth, one who is one spirit with God, the Father of all spirits. You can follow us at Spirit Talks with Nadia on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. If you like our content, we would appreciate your feedbacks. Please leave us some reviews or comments on any of our social media handles. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you immediately get notifications every time we upload a new episode. Thank you so much for coming on this journey with us into the Father's kingdom.